Tracy Chapman, 97.9 WSBT, Rick and April.
I like that
Friday
song.
Morning. Nice song, right?
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah. Gosh, we have so many good songs here on 97.9. Love it, love it, love it. So if you were with us yesterday, you heard me and maybe April say that this is going to be our last day on the morning show today. Just kind of made the decision. You know, it's interesting. From time to time, I'm out and people say, when are you going to retire? And I'm thinking, do you want me to retire? Is that what you want?
No.
But I'm not retiring. Let's call it semi-retirement. And one of the things that I am going to do is I'm going to step back from some of my responsibilities and I'm going to let our good team take it and run with it. And we have a great team here.
We do.
You know April and TK, who's afternoons, and you know Mark, and you've heard Sammy on the radio, and you've seen Mike out and about. You certainly know Scott Krieger, the voice of sports in Central Wisconsin. I mean, that's just some of our team. Carl's on our team, and I could go on. But you know what? It's time. 55 years. I started in radio 55 years ago. It was my first on-air job. And I was in radio in Ohio, Boston. I was in radio in Colorado and then landed in Wisconsin 38 years ago.
And we're happy to have you.
I didn't think I'd make a lifetime in Wisconsin, but I'm glad we did. We've loved every minute of it. Even I have just been so blessed. And being on the morning show with April, it's just been a treat. I can remember the first day I asked April, would you like to join me on the morning show? We were doing Christmas is for Children updates. She sounded so good,
aww.
I said. And she said, yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And April has gotten better and better and better as time goes on.
It depends on the day.
But 55 years. So we're going to share some memories this morning. Some memories, maybe some interviews that you may have heard or not heard. Nice people that we've talked to in the past. And we're just going to visit this morning. And if you would like to call in, you know, the phone line's open. You certainly can call in and say hello. 715-341-9800. Do we have another number?
321-9778.
Yeah, we got two numbers. Hey, we're big time.
All kinds of time, yeah.
We're just like Chicago. So that's all coming up. We're going to have an extended morning show. We're going to go all the way to 9:30 this morning. You got to stay for the final minutes of the morning show. A little surprise at the end. I'm going to play a favorite song of mine, and I don't think you'll ever guess what it is. But if you want to guess this morning, if you want to guess, call in, text in, say, Rick, I bet it's this song. So 97.9 WSBT, we love the radio station. You know, one of the things that I remember when I first bought the stations in 1988, I remember how much people loved this radio station.
Oh, yeah.
And I just bought the radio station, so I thought, well, this is mine. No, this was theirs.
Yeah.
This was theirs. They let me know, this is my radio station.
Sure.
And I couldn't ask for anything nicer than that. 97.9 WSBT, going to be a warm one today.
It is roasty toasty, yeah.
89 degrees, currently 70 degrees. We'll keep you updated this morning right here on Muzzy in the Morning.
WSBT.
Rockwell on 97.9 WSBT. Friday morning, Rick and April. Well, you may have heard this is going to be our last morning show together. You know, it's been 55 years on the air for me in radio. I started out at a radio station my senior year in college, a small FM in Kenton, Ohio. Small population there. On the air there, got a chance to do everything from disc jockey to news. It was just a wonderful experience. I lived in a one-room home in a wonderful lady's house who was just a sweetheart. Looked after me, a young kid, and it was so nice. And then on from there to my really first break, I left there, went on to Cleveland Radio. I was on the air in Cleveland, and then from Cleveland, I went to Dayton, and then from Dayton, I went to Toledo. When I went to Toledo, I didn't go in radio. I made the change. I went to TV, and I thought, maybe that's the career I want to pursue.
Traitor.
But I was wooed back to radio really quickly as the top broadcast company in Toledo said, Rick, we would like you to come join us. And I spent 7 years in Toledo. And then, super opportunity in my life, I got to work with one of the great broadcasting companies in America. It was called Katz Broadcasting, And I worked for a super, super guy, Dick Ferguson, president of Katz Broadcasting. It started out as locally owned between three partners, and they expanded it into a very big broadcast company. Every year, when the broadcasters of America would vote, who's the best broadcasting company in America? If they weren't number one, they were either one, two, or three. And they were pioneers in working with clients, going in, not selling the clients, but doing discoveries and finding out what the clients really needed to help them. And I took that philosophy and I brought it to Muzzy Broadcasting.
It worked well for us.
It works great for us. From Boston, I was then wooed to go to Colorado Springs, Colorado, as a general manager. And then in 1987, I had a lifelong dream to own my own radio stations. And I bought four radio stations in Wisconsin, two in Eau Claire, great station in Eau Claire, Z100. And in Stevens Point, WSPT AM and FM. And from there, we added B104.9. In 1995, I sold my interest in my Eau Claire stations, and that was really hard. I didn't want to do it, but there were some factors in play, and we just moved on. And Eva and I never thought we would be in Wisconsin for 38 years, but it's been a joy. I've gotten to meet some really nice people. And I said to Eva, we really have some dear friends and wonderful listeners and great clients. It's just been so nice, so nice.
Absolutely.
So April joined me on the air a few years ago, and it was one of the best moves I ever made, asking April to join me, because we've had fun together. And between the songs, we just get a chance to visit and catch up about family, things that are going on,
yeah.
And it's just joy. So if you were to think about something that stands out in your mind from the time on the air together, does anything in particular come to mind?
Well, initially, you know, when you brought me in for the Christmases for Children, because I was front desk, I would just come in and do updates. And then you're like, maybe we should do this a little longer term. Give it a shot. So here I am.
And April really had never done this before.
No.
But if you know April, she can do whatever you ask her. She's that talented. She is like the hub at Muzzy Broadcasting, and we're so lucky to have her. But we talked about Christmases for Children. We did updates, and, you know, Christmases for Children started 38 years ago. Eva and I, when we got to Wisconsin, we said we want to do something special for the children in our listening area. So we started Christmases for Children in Eau Claire with our stations there. They're still doing it today. And we started it here simultaneously. And you have been so wonderful, absolutely wonderful. As we said, we can't do it without you.
Nope. Yep.
We've taken care of thousands of children. And I've calculated the amount of gifts that you have bought over 38 years has exceeded $1 million in gifts. So
sure.
Your generosity is, you know, there are no bounds.
Yeah.
No bounds. So, a great memory. We'll share more this morning on The Morning Show. I hope you can stay with us all the way to 9:30 this morning. Right now, the Miami Sound Machine. 725, 97.9 WSBT, a sunny Friday morning. It's going to be a warm one today.
Yeah, the heat index is like 95.
Is it going to be that 95?
The heat index is. The temperature is like 85.
And I'm not going outside. I'm staying inside today. You know, we're sharing memories this morning. This is our final day on The Morning Show together.
Yeah.
April and I have been together on The Morning Show for years, and I've been on the air and radio for 55 years now. Mm-hmm. And one of the joys that April and I have shared together, and all the nice people we've gotten to talk to on the radio, whether it was you or someone coming into town or the national celebrities, and I can't think of anybody that I've enjoyed more than the time we got a chance to talk with Bart Starr. What a gentleman, so classy, humble, nice guy. And I can remember years before I got to Wisconsin, my father, who was a sports guy in Ohio, and I'll tell you about him a little bit later. My father said to me once, you know, Rick, growing up in Ohio, the Cleveland Browns were our team. But he says, you know what? One of the greatest teams of all time, the Green Bay Packers. And Dad really admired the Green Bay Packers. And certainly, as we moved here, And we got to experience that. There's none other.
Yeah.
And we love our Packers.
Great team.
I still have fondness for my Cleveland Browns, even though they've struggled over the years. But if somebody said, who you rooting for, Browns or Packers? Packers all the way.
Yeah.
And we got a chance to talk with Bart. What do you say about Bart Starr? I looked up the 10 greatest Packers of all time. You know who was number one? Bart Starr.
Oh.
I mean, there's some other really good names on there. Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers are among the list of some of the best. But Bart Starr, clearly number one. Jim Taylor, who played at the same time. Reggie White as well. All great legends of the Green Bay Packers. You know, another memory for me, when Brett Favre was honored with his name being retired at Lambeau Field, guess who he said, I want to make sure he's here? It was Bart Starr. You know, Bart was, his mobility wasn't as good at that time. And Bart was there in a golf cart with his wife, Cherry. And the embrace between Brett and Bart spoke volumes of the admiration for the legend, Bart Starr.
Nice.
So we got a chance to talk with Bart, and I thought I'd share one of those visits with you.
The players today make a lot of money. You didn't make a lot of money then, did you?
No, we didn't.
I bet you wish you could come back and play again today.
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, I know the fans would love that if you could. You know, you were going to go, as I understand it, to the University of Kentucky to play college football. You changed your mind, didn't you?
Well, I did, because I had fallen in love with a beautiful young lady whom I later married. And I was getting ready to go to Kentucky to play for Coach Bear Bryant. But I discovered then that my wife was going to go to Auburn for her education. She wanted to be studying some art over at Auburn. And I thought, well, how can I stay close enough to be in a position to maybe at least chase her occasionally? And I thought, I better go to the University of Alabama. I was being recruited by Alabama anyway, which I was honored by. But so I just made that decision to go to Alabama.
Well, I think it was a good decision. We're visiting with Bart Starr, one of the legends. And people just love you and respect you so much, Bart. And one of the nicest signs of respect from the Packers was retiring your number. That must be a good feeling to look up there and see your number.
Well, it's a great feeling, and I was honored because I'll always have a love affair with the Packer organization. They're great people. They've been run by some super, super people through the years. And when you're a part of that team, you have to be very humbled and very proud.
Oh, you bet. And I grew up a Cleveland Browns fan, and you played against one of the great Browns of all time, Jim Brown, in the Mud Bowl. Do you remember that game?
I remember it well, because it was quite a game.
And he retired after that game. Did you know that, too?
Oh, yes. I followed that, too.
I think after getting defeated in the Mud Bowl, he probably said that was enough.
Well, it may have been.
You had some other really great teammates as well, Bart, on that team. Paul Hornung and Jim Taylor, they were all part of it, weren't they?
Oh, certainly they were. You have to recognize how blessed that we were to have teammates like that. And then the offensive line, you say, well, you know, he doesn't get enough credit for it, but because Forrest Gregg, and he deserves the credit he was given, but Forrest Gregg was our right tackle, and he was fabulous tackle. But people overlook our left tackle, Bob Skowronski, who was our captain. And I campaigned for Bob Skowronski in the Hall of Fame every year because he deserves it. And if you look at what he's done what he did and his accomplishments, it's just a disgrace that they have not put him in there so far.
Well, you keep working on it, okay?
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to work on it every year.
If you love the 70s.
It's the 70s. With-